Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I'm delighted to bring you an out and about with a difference this week. I'm at sea, but I'm in the city. I'm down here in Dublin Port at the launch of a wonderful project. It's the Dublin Port Greenway Estuary, and I'm delighted to welcome to Down to Business Barry O'Connell. He's the CEO of Dublin Port.
Thank you very much, Bobby. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I've been in Dublin Port before. I haven't been at this northern end of the port. Can you maybe describe for our listeners what we have here today, Barry? Because it's truly majestic.
Well, if you were in the northern part of the port, you wouldn't have been able to get access to this particular part because we're right on the Talca estuary. We're looking across a beautiful calm sea this morning into to Clontarf, and you're standing on what is 2.2 kilometres of state-of-the-art greenway, which effectively open up the entire portion of this port for cyclists and pedestrians. It's planted with over 5,000 trees, kilometres of wildflowers. It's floodlit, and it really is a thing to behold. It's fantastic.
It's absolutely fantastic, and I'm going to walk on it in a bit in a minute. But can you tell me the thinking behind projects like this within Dublin Port? Because this is, to me, it's doing everything. It's connecting you with the local community. It's doing good for the environment. It's doing things that people would like to see Dublin Port doing. But is there a deeper reason?
Well, there is, because we are a central part of the economy, not only in Dublin, but the national economy. As you know, 90% of all of our commercially traded goods come through our ports, and 80% of our containerised freight comes through Dublin Port. So we're an absolute hub for the economy, and it's important that we remember that. However, it's also important that we recognise the fact that we are part of a community, we're part of an environment, and what this is it's a starting point of opening up the port and reintegrating ourselves into the neighbourhoods and the community, and in a way which is also complementary to the environment. The exciting piece of this is that it's only the start. We've already done it with in terms of our heritage by opening up the substation last year. This is 2.2 kilometres of something which will grow to 15 kilometres. We'll have a big maritime village going in at a southern port. We're extending the wildflower meadows and a nature reserve. So the objective is to create an amenity for everybody to enjoy in what is the busiest port in the country.
Now, before I go on my walk, I've wandered into a very important guest here this morning. He's the Minister for State for Transport, Mr. James Lawless. James, you're very welcome to Down to Business.
Thank you, Bobby. Delighted to be joining you here at the launch of the Talca Estuary Greenway. I've been taking it all in myself this morning, from the Scots pines to the wildflowers and all this biodiversity in nature, right beside the biggest shipping port in the country, doing international trade. So I think this proves to the team here, you know, to Barry, to Cormac, to everybody involved, the heritage people here, Lara, Joyce, you can do heavy industry alongside nature. And I guess we've always talked about the battle against the sea, and these days it's the opposite. It's working with the sea, working with nature, and harnessing the power of the sea for all the good stuff that we want to do.
And you're right when you talk about the commercial importance of what we have here and blending that in a way that makes a difference to the local communities. We're standing here looking across the water over at Clontarf. This is a wonderful amenity for local people.
No, absolutely it is. And I mean, I know the communities of Clontarf, of East Point, you know, in due course of Irish Hen Ringsend on the other side, will have this as an amenity on their doorstep to enjoy. And it goes to show that you can plug in. And I was talking to a few people this morning that said that there was always a sort of unofficial walk, but it was maybe a bit strewn with boulders and a bit of concrete and, you know, taking your chances. Whereas now this is a wonderful all singing, all dancing greenway, worthy of the name. And as you said, the spectacular views out to sea. Personally, I love the sea. I actually grew up in County Wexford by the coast, even though I now represent North Kildare proudly for the last 20 years. But you cannot beat the scenery that you're seeing here. I'm looking across to Bull Island, looking across to Clontarf Village, I'm looking at Clontarf Yacht Club,
yeah,
and the history, the old South Wall. Hall, which was constructed here 700 years ago. And some of the land, actually, even up to the 70s, was being reclaimed. So they've done a really good job here, and really excited to be here to launch it today.
So finally, I take it the port won't be moving to Balbriggan or Dundalk then. It'll be staying firmly here in Dublin Bay.
Well, the long term is to have, this is the capital city, this is the capital port. I think there's 40 billion worth of goods coming through every year. There may be an argument for another port up or down the coast at some stage, but that would be as a supporting hub, not as a replacement.
Now, this project means a lot to a lot of people. I'm delighted to welcome to the programme Deirdre Nicol from the Clontarf Residents Association. Deirdre, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell me what this means to you as a community.
Well, it's just lovely to see Clontarf from a different angle. We're around the corner now and we're looking back on ourselves, and it's a great amenity for the area. It's another way of interacting with the port and increasing the cycle tracks and cycleways and greenways around the area.
It does mean as well, and again, the view, which I hadn't seen before from this side. Clontarf is a beautiful place, especially from here.
It is absolutely a beautiful place. We're very proud of it, and we fight very hard to keep it as a beautiful place and a welcoming place, because there are lots of visitors come out to Clontarf every day, every year. There are loads of visitors here and they're welcome, and it's lovely to have them here.
Now, I've met so many people down here in Dublin Port this morning. I finally get to go on my walk, and I'm delighted to be joined by the Port Heritage Director here at Dublin Port, Lara Joy. Lara, you're very welcome to the programme.
No, you're very welcome, Bobby. Great to see you.
Now, let's walk along the road here, Lara, because I want to just experience, like, this is truly a fantastic amenity for the people of Clontarf, for the people of the port, for the people of East Wall. This is just fantastic because we're right on the water and we're walking on a beautifully paved, lit, there's lovely trees to our left. This is just majestic.
No, it is majestic, and it's beautiful to kind of see the bay in a part of the city you would never see normally. This has really opened up the port, but also for people from Clontarf. Walking over here from Clontarf, they can now see back at Clontarf and kind of see it as they've never seen it before.
Yeah. Do you envisage a day that you'll be able to cycle or walk without interruption from Skerries to Killiney?
That's the eventual plans between the various councils around Dublin and Fáilte. That is that you'll be able to come from Skerries the whole way into the port area. So technically you could cycle from there to the ferries. And the Talca Greenway that's open today is very much aimed for getting people to the ferries, which is Stena and Irish ferries, and to get you to Holyhead. And again, large number of English tourists coming this the other way do cycle and come off the boats during the summer on bikes. So this for them is a kind of a new way to enter the city. It's more, as you were saying, more majestic, more grand. It looks well. And we do get about 4,000 to 5,000 trucks a day in the port. So it's a lot safer to be on this greenway. It brings you into Clontarf. And from Clontarf, you just have to take the new Clontarf to City Greenway. And that brings you into Connolly train stations. And it's a very nice, safe way of getting and moving around.
Is it likely that a tourist could get a train from, say, London to Holyhead with their bike, get on the ferry, come into Dublin Port and see our city by bicycle?
That's the way it's going, and it's happening very quickly. So by next year, you'll also be able to go to the Royal Canal, which the Clontarf Greenway will bring you to. And from the Royal Canal, you can start cycling out to Athlone. Fisborough and Drumcondra are being redeveloped as greenway areas up around Crow Park at the moment. They're closed, but they're being rebuilt by DCC, and that's going to allow you to cycle the whole way up towards Caborough, and from Caborough out to Maynooth. There are a few stretches that have to be fixed, but you know, within 2 or 3 years, we could be looking at being able to leave the Holyhead Ferry from Dublin Port and cycling to Athlone completely off-road, which I think would be amazing. You know,
I cycled from Mullingar to Athlone about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I thought it was fantastic.
No, and that's the key thing, is to kind of get the Maynooth back to Dublin bit done. And they're doing, I mean, and all the county, you know, Fingal, South County and Dublin City are all working really, really hard and investing large amounts of money to kind of get it right so that people can have a safe cycling experience.
Well, listen, fair play to you, Lara, and all the team here at Dublin Port, to Cormac and all the guys, because this is really, really a tribute to what should be done in Dublin Port, and you're doing it. So well done.
Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.